Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's get
it's
to
embarrassing.
Our let's get to our next guest. Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, Dylan Hernandez, LA Times, all things Lakers, Dodgers. I guess we probably a little Clippers now, unfortunately. Dylan, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm talking to you, so I'm doing great.
Oh, that's nice of you. Very nice. So you guys had quite a few all-stars out on that field yesterday, and you roll into this first half of the season with a huge lead. Will the question is, and you and I have this conversation, it seems like the last 4 years, will they pay some money for bullpen help? In the Dodgers, we're talking about.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. You know, just because it really does feel like they're just kind of like one piece away, right? I mean, you know, and I think, you know, I really don't think that this year it's going to really kind of, you know, you look at the acquisitions the last couple of years. I mean, they've been pretty major ones, right? Manny Machado, you know, the year before that, Yu Darvish, you know, even like a pretty good, you know, bullpen piece, you know, if you get him on like a rental type thing, you know, presumably wouldn't cost as much. You know, one really kind of positive sign for them is that for like the last, you know, stretch here, you know, entering the All-Star break, Joe Kelly actually started pitching pretty well, you know. So we saw the good version of Joe Kelly. Now, I know the good version of Joe Kelly can easily turn into the bad version of Joe Kelly. So, you know, we don't know where that's going to go. But, you know, if he, you know, can kind of maintain his form, if, you know, Julio Urías, you know, ends up being a bullpen piece for them, you know, kind of going down the stretch. You know, I would anticipate that Kenta Maeda, you know, as they go into the playoffs, could be moved into the bullpen. So, you know, even with the pieces that they have there, I think they actually have a chance of building an okay bullpen. And then, you know, again, you go out and add one more pretty good one, and then I think you, you know, I think you're pretty set there. And so I don't think the price is going to be quite as steep, I guess, it has been, you know, in the last couple of years when they've had to go out and get, you know, something like a middle of the order bat or a, you know, top of the rotation pitcher.
Dylan, are Dodger fans and people who watch this team surprised, or have we just come to accept that every single player they bring up practically from the minor leagues is going to produce, going to contribute, going to deserve a spot on this roster? And then many of them end up getting sent back down. I know Matt Beatty went back down after he had some success, and there's been several other guys. But it just seems like we always hear about the Padres farm system. We always hear about the Dodgers money. Never really hear about the Dodgers farm system. But it's unbelievable when they bring guys up. I mean, everybody, it seems, checks in and contributes for that team.
Yeah, you know, and I think what was really encouraging about this year is that, you know, really up until now, all the guys that have, you know, come up from the system were drafted actually by Logan White, who's now, you know, the Padres, right? When Logan White was a scouting director, you know, he famously drafted Kershaw and Matt Kemp and Russell Martin and James Loney and so-and-so. And, you know, as recently as even, you know, Alex Verdugo was a Logan White draft pick, right?
Yeah, so, Seager was, yeah.
Seager, right? So you kind of look at their whole roster and it's like, okay, well, Logan picked all these guys. What about the new regime, you know? And, you know, Walker Buehler was actually their first draft pick, so that was a good one. You know, and this year we saw, you know, Will Smith, you know, the catcher come up, and Beatty, who you mentioned, you know. And so, you know, in Will Smith's case, he was a first-round draft pick. That is the type of guy that you kind of expect to make it. But Beatty wasn't. You know, he was a later-round pick, I believe. And, you know, those are the kind, right, that's when you know you have a good system, is when you're those guys that you kind of draft in the 10th round, the 15th round. When those guys start making it, and kind of, you know, are able to kind of contribute here and there and complement the higher round draft picks, I think that's when you kind of know you have, okay, we have a pretty good system in terms of scouting and in terms of player development. So to me, that's actually been kind of one of the untold stories of this season, is how, I guess, this kind of new regime, you know, that their draft picks are kind of starting to get into a position where they can contribute at the major league level.
Dylan Hernandez, LA Times, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Dylan, you're very astute, man. You always are paying attention, especially in that area in Los Angeles. Kawhi Leonard surprises. I guess he really didn't surprise, because really from the moment the season started, everybody thought if he was going somewhere, it was the Clippers. Then we got bamboozled into thinking the Lakers were really into this. Turns out they probably weren't. What do you think this will do in Los Angeles, having two teams possibly be Western Conference Finals contenders?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating thing right now, because I'm still convinced. Now, the Lakers might be good, but they're still like a train wreck of an organization. You know, this is a case of being born on third base, right? This is how they say, I guess I read something, a study, right? It's better to be born like a millionaire and end up a high school dropout than it is to come from a poor family and get a college degree, right? If, you know, the silver spooner will end up ahead. That's kind of the thing. And that's kind of where the Lakers are, right? They're, you know, they have the history, and despite of, you know, all of the problems that they had, you know, and I'm not even giving like the front office credit, by the way, for getting Anthony Davis, right? That was all Rich Paul and LeBron. You know, they kind of orchestrated this whole thing. And yet, you know, the thing is that the city, that's the city's team, right? Everybody in the city loves the Lakers. And the fact that the arch rival is now in the same building as them, right? You know, and you can kind of tell from our newspaper's website, right? We see like the traffic stuff. And, you know, even during the Chris Paul, Blake Griffin era, Clippers traffic was never that great. You know, it was always, you know, Lakers, Dodgers, and then you just kind of had this cliff. And now people are reading Clippers stuff because I think it's like, oh, these are the bad guys, right? These are the guys that we have to know about. And it's a much better run organization. You know, I don't know if, you know, I mean, obviously you can argue which two are, you know, which two some is better. Probably LeBron and AD still at this point, but, you know, the Clippers probably have more depth. You know, the Clippers have those two guys coming off the bench, you know, Williams and Harrell. You know, the Clippers probably have the better coach at this point. The Clippers have the better front office. And so kind of the contrast of it, I think, is really kind of great, right? I mean, you have, you know, in LeBron and AD, these types of guys that are, you know, really, you know, like the attention, seek the attention. And then, you know, you have, you know, in George and Leonard, these two guys who, by the way, are Southern California natives,
yeah. But
maybe are a little bit quieter. Like, the contrast is just kind of perfect, I think, in all ways, you know. And I could even see a scenario, by the way, where, you know, maybe head to head, you know, because I was talking about this with a colleague the other day. Who on the Clippers is going to stop AD, right? Especially with off all those pick and rolls and stuff.
Right.
If JaVale McGee was that good last year on a bad Lakers team, how good is AD going to be in that system, right? Who's going to stop him? But at the same time, you know, when you look at the course of a season, you know, I love the Clippers defense. Again, I love that bench that's still kind of intact. I could see the Clippers actually winning more games, you know, but maybe not winning the head-to-head series, right?
Yeah.
And that's just going to be fascinating, I think, because every time they play, it's going to be this kind of huge event, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, L.A., New York, right, these are the types of cities, like, we love to kind of be at the center of the universe. And right now, this is one of those cases where that's actually the case. So, yeah, no, absolutely. Going into this, I mean, this is completely a basketball. It's always been a Laker town. It still is a Laker town, but again, you know, the fact that the enemy is now living in the same building as them makes it really interesting.
Yeah, that is going to be something to watch all season long. Dylan, as always, we appreciate your time, man. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you so much. Anytime. Thank you.
Always good having Dylan Hernandez.
Dylan Hernandez, LA Times. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunities. Apply now at sdccu.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.